Just for games, these guys have been punked so much and kept in the zone. How much is that key as you can maybe wear a team down in addition to kind of keeping the puck in the zone?
Well, I mean, that's what you always want to do, and it's a great strategy. It doesn't always work that way, but I think we've really committed ourselves to getting the puck in and then getting it back by using our aggressiveness on the forecheck, by utilizing our speed, and then, like I said this morning, the skill set takes over. It's not the pass, it's chip it in, go get it, and then we can make the play. So tonight was another example of that.
How much too, especially that dump and chase game, it's really been prevalent where you're maybe not making as many plays at the blue line.
Yeah, we're still a team that wants to make plays. It's just knowing when the defenseman is gapped and when he isn't. You know, our tendency sometimes when things aren't going well is to always want to make play, especially at their blue line, and then it leads to, you know, a turnover and transition for the other team. So we're just making smarter decisions, but we still want to make plays because we have the skill set, but it's just making the proper reads. That's what the game's all about, and we've been doing that lately.
You have a team in the second half of back-to-back like the Bruins were in the first period like you do. I think there were 19 registered hits. You're trying to wear them down and keeping the puck in the zone. How much does that kind of pay off in the end of the game?
Yeah, I mean, especially when I think they even kind of got in a little late last night too. So we knew that if we could get on them early, I mean, they're a great team. They played a big physical, heavy game in Wash last night. So, I mean, if anything, we had the fresh legs and we took advantage. It doesn't always work out that way, but tonight I think we were able to, you know, just play our game and it worked.
Stammer, you're a pretty versatile forward. You play center, play wing, play a little bit more of a speed game, a little more of a grinding style with Cirelli and Kalorn. How have you liked your game and how has your game changed playing with those guys?
Well, it's been nice to stick on a line for a couple of games now and get some chemistry. I talked about it the other day. I mean, those two guys are having great seasons, and they're very smart, versatile players. They're big guys. They forecheck, they create turnovers, and they open up space. So for a guy like me, it makes the game a lot easier. I can try to jump into holes. I can try to make some reads off of them. Obviously, two very smart defensive players as well. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been great. On that second goal, we're just hard on the puck. We create a turnover and we get pucks to the net. So we're getting rewarded right now because I think we're playing the right way.
How much do you admire the way Anthony Cirelli plays a game with that? Just he never gives up on anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun to play with a guy like that because, it seems like there always could be a play. You know, he's going to pocket someone. He's going to take an extra stride on the forecheck, lift the guy's stick, and we're off in transition. So, like I said, for me, it almost makes the game easier because you know how responsible he is, where I know if I can be in certain places on the ice, he's going to get the puck there, or I can, have an educated cheat on the ice because he's going to make that play.